shown that we can pick up a missile signature and lock onto it in separate experiments. But all we have to do is put them together. Systems integration. Anson Aerospace is good at systems integration. Scheib took a healthy gulp of his scotch. This pressure coming from the top. There's going to be a congressional investigation. We have to show results, Victor, or they'll cancel the whole damned program. Deciding that it was counterproductive to argue with the man who was pushing for the airborne laser in Washington, Anson cut to the chase. How much time do we have? The general toyed with his glass, then answered, 4 months. That's when the congressional committee will open its investigation of the accident. You've got to have that laser working again in 4 months. Otherwise, they'll cut you off. And then we start the integration work? Boeing's on schedule with the plane, I take it. Don't worry about Boeing, Victor. Just get that damned laser working again. And give me enough ammunition to show those old farts that you've corrected the problem that caused the explosion. Anson nodded. 4 months, he thought. 4 months to make or break the program. Then he corrected himself. No. 4 months to make or break the company. If this airborne laser program goes down the tubes, Anson Aerospace goes with it. I'm going to have to push Levy and his people hard, and spend a lot on overtime. Scheib looked bleak. He's under as much strain as I am, Anson thought. Well, he said with a forced smile, at least we've got the weekend coming up. Are you staying here in California or heading right back to Washington? The young general tilted his head slightly. I'd like to stay for the weekend. He let his voice trail off. Anson leaned back in his chair and said grandly, well, why don't you stay at my place up at Big Sur? Beautiful spot. Looks right out on the ocean. I can have the company chopper take you and put you down right on the front lawn. Smiling, Scheib said, that'd be great. The caretaker won't be there over the weekend. You'll have the place completely to yourself. Scheib's grin widened. Maybe I'll bring a friend along with me. Do that, Anson said as he got to his feet. Have a nice restful weekend. Unwind. Enjoy yourself. The two men shook hands and Scheib left the office. Anson refilled his glass of sherry and went back to his desk. Maybe he'll bring a friend along, Anson said to himself. He knew perfectly well who the friend was. A certain Major Karen Christopher, USAF, who was normally stationed at some Air Force base in Missouri, but just happened to be in California this week. Major Christopher was up for promotion to light colonel, according to the report in Anson's private computer files. She'll make lieutenant colonel, he told himself. But first she'll make the general. Scheib was a married man, but that hadn't stopped him from becoming quite involved with a good-looking major. Anson sat at his desk and told himself that he wasn't spying on General Scheib for his own personal gain. It was for the good of the company, for the good of all the men and women who depended on him for their livelihoods, for the good of the nation, when you come right down to it, he knew, for the good of the entire free world. Pasadena, California. Anson residence. My God! Sylvia gaped as they got out of their Camry. It's huge! Squinting up at the 8-story brick building, Harry said, it's not all his. He's only got the top 2 floors. Only? Sylvia said with awe in her voice. Harry had never been invited to Victor Anson's home before.